Hello, Aaron here, and welcome back to Daily Tech News. And so, again, I'm sorry for not putting out an episode yesterday. And so, what I'm doing right now is I'm studying for finals week, which is in a few 2 weeks. And so, workload has been pretty high. And so, whenever I have time, I do write the scripts, and I'm also having a friend compile a whole bunch of scripts so that I can talk them out for you guys. And yeah, so expect to have a consistent episodes coming out. But yeah, so tomorrow there may not be one. Depends on if my buddy's got one. I know I can't write tomorrow because of how busy I am, but I might be able to record at like 9 o'clock, just like right now. And so yeah, let's get into it. So I have 10 things that you need to know for today. So yeah, let's get into it. I also just want to say that I know that today's big topic day, but I did not write a script for today. I finished this script, and it's a long one. And it has some stuff from yesterday, but it also has some stuff from today. And a lot of it's about CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. So yeah, let's get into it right after this message from my sponsor. The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free and 100% ridiculously easy to use. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, go to anchor.fm/start. That's ANCHOR.FM/START. To join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. And welcome back. And so, actually, instead of doing a new deal today, I'm just going to do a new product. And so at CES, a new SD card, not a micro SD card, but a bigger SD card was released. And the capacity is 1 terabyte, and that's a lot of storage right there. And it costs $499. And so that's quite a bit of money, but it's pretty cool that it can hold a terabyte of storage. And so my first topic today will be fake news. And so, from a study, only 8.5% of 3,500 people shared at least one link from a fake news site. And actually, according to the exact same study, older Americans are more likely to share fake news on Facebook regardless of education, race, income, and gender, and how many links were shared. And also, according to that same study, Democrats, compared to Republicans, are less likely to share fake news on Facebook. And so when I came across this next topic, I kind of like freaked out at what the headline was. And so apparently at CES, Hyundai, a car company, showed off like a model car, like a ride-hailing thing that can walk on four legs. And so it is going to be able to climb a ma at max a 5-foot wall, step over a 5-foot gap, and walk over diverse terrain, and have a 15-foot wide track. And so the largest working prototype so far is only at 1/8 the scale of the original. It can do everything that the original car, or like the car that is going to be developed soon, will be able to do, but at 1/8 the scale. And so the next thing I want to talk about is Lovot. It's a robot for loneliness. And so, it's a bit like a penguin, and a bit like a sloth, and it also has big googly eyes. And so, the robot was developed due to the problem of loneliness in Japan. In fact, from a survey from last year, 50% said that they feel alone or left out always or sometimes. And so, one true amazing quote from Lovot's creator, Hayashi, is, quote, "We try to train people with the power of love to be ready for loving something else." So that's an amazing quote, and it really describes this Lovot robot. And so the next thing is about Moore's Law, and the fact that NVIDIA's CEO says that Moore's Law has officially ended. So Moore's law is basically the rate at which semiconductors are getting smaller, making everything more powerful due to how much more you could fit in there. And so Moore's law originally stated that the development would increase by 10 times every 5 years and 100 times every 10 years. And so that's not happening anymore because the current rate of semiconductors is only increasing by about 2 times due to how hard it is getting to shrink them. It's becoming so hard, they're getting so small, it's just ridiculous. And so another thing from CES is the fact that AMD is rolling out a new graphics card. And so it will try to push 4K and frame rates to levels never seen before, launching for $699. And so it's expected to be a Vega-based GPU with 16 gigabytes of HBM2 memory and over 1 terabit per second of bandwidth. And so it's expected to boost performance by 29% in games like Battlefield 5, up to 25% in esports games, and as much as 40% in games that support Vulkan. And so yeah, if you have Vulkan, probably should get this new graphics card if you're a gamer. All right, so this one is not from CES, and this is where I started off from today, and I have four more to go. And so a new app can detect overdoses and call for help. And so the app is called Second Chances, and it's still in development, but it's hoping to be approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration very soon. And so how it works is basically by sending out silent sound waves to people's chests up to 3 feet away. And so when overdosing, you have different breathing patterns, and the app can detect that. And for some statistics, out of 194 participants, it got 96% correct. And that equals that to about 186 people out of 194 people. That is pretty dang accurate. And so actually, the app would not run in background. Rather, it would run when you take the opioids. So you would click it just in case you overdose. And so the next thing is the fact that VLC will be adding AirPlay support. So this is a CES thing. But VLC media player is a very powerful media player. It's basically like the most powerful you can get. Not the most powerful, but pretty close to for free. And so, and it's very likely that VLC will also soon reach 3 million downloads. And the company Videoland, the one that owns VLC, told Variety, a news source, at CES that it'd be adding AirPlay support in the next month for free. And then the final one from CES is the fact that CyberLink said that they have developed a new facial recognition software that is very precise. And they described it that it could be used to detect people walking into a store and have a robot know a lot about them, such as their name, age, and gender, and give recommendations based on all of their previous records and data. That's a little bit scary, but yeah, this is more of a quick fact because there wasn't much about it yet. And so, fact 9 is about Wi-Fi on airplanes. And so, the airplanes getting the upgrade include the Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner and the 737 MAX in all caps. And so, you can get Wi-Fi in the sky for free. And so, if you want a faster connection, you can pay $14.95 to upgrade to premium Wi-Fi. And so the premium version gives you 3 hours of high-speed connectivity. And so the speed is fast enough to stream videos and music, so it might be worth it depending on how far you're traveling. All right, so my final fact. I was wrong about the whole CES problem and this thing, and the fact that a few new devices like the Star Trek-style translator are almost here. And so the Pilot headphones cost $180 to $250 and translate 15 different languages. If two people are wearing the headphones, they could talk to each other using their own language, their native language, and it'll translate over. And another translator called the Pocket Talk can translate 74 languages and cost $299. It's like a physical device, it's not like a wearable. And so Pocket Talk has already actually sold 120,000 devices, and that's a lot. And so, yeah, that's that final fact. To read my script or see where I got these, information, you can go to the description and you can find the link to a view-only Google Drive file. And so, yeah, thank you for listening to my podcast, Daily Tech News, and I hope to see you guys possibly tomorrow if I can put one out, if my buddy put one out. And so, yeah, I guess I will see you guys in the next episode.